Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
This is the story of a tank truck express they call the Big O. She hauls Lawson's fresh squeezed orange juice nonstop from Florida. Roll on, Big O. Get that juice up to Lawson's in 40 hours. Now the oranges ripen in the Florida sun. Sweet on the tree they stay. Then they pick them and they squeeze just as quick as you please. And the Big O leaves the same day. Roll on, Big O. Get that juice up to Lawson's in 40 hours. Now one man sleeps while the other man drives on the nonstop Lawson run. And the cold, cold juice in the tank truck caboose stays as fresh as the Florida sun. Roll on, Big O. Get that juice up to Lawson's in 40 hours. Get that juice up to Lawson's.
At Uncle Bill's, we say, yes, you can.
Can you find a large selection? Yes, you can.
Low, low prices in each section? Yes, you can.
Pack up a lot of food and savings in this 44-quart Coleman cooler. On sale now for just $26.88 at Uncle Bill's. Or get a Coleman catalytic heater for efficient flameless heat. Sale priced at $36.88. It warms up outdoor fun. Can you save on great Christmas gifts for the outdoorsman at Uncle Bill's? Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
It's Chris Clem's Radio Cavs Cast with your host, Chris Clem.
Go, Cavs, go!
Cavs hit the floor, fans start to roar. We got a victory in sight. Home court press, messing with the best.
Now live from the 3WE Studios in Cleveland, Ohio, it's Chris Clem.
Happy Monday and welcome back to Chris Clem's Cavs Cast. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. What a nice April day it is. Nice to enjoy the weather while it's starting to break a little bit. This is Chris Clem, your host of the Chris Clem Cavs Radio Cast. And I'm just real pumped up. You know, things aren't going that great for the Cavs right now, but this last weekend I finally got out to the movie theaters to see Swamp Thing. And boy, Adrian Barbeau is quite a knockout in that movie. Unbelievable. And the action was great, too. I think it might be Wes Craven's best film yet. Pretty spectacular. Swamp Thing, I guess it's based on a comic book or something. It was great. A great movie. And it was able to distract me from the fact that the Cavs lost Saturday night to the Chicago Bulls 112-102. It was their final home game at the Richfield Coliseum. And our boys in wine and gold did not look too good. In fact, they looked bad enough that they should change the colors next season. You know, anything but wine and gold would be a lot better, even something like orange and blue. But they still got one more chance this season to end it up good tonight. They're playing in Detroit against the Pistons, and they got to win this. They're going to end this season strong with a win. And they're going to do what needs to be done because they got a lot of potential and they got to start it out good by ending this season strong. The phone lines are open right now. You could call in at 216-822-2296 to talk to me. We're talking only Cavs. This is a Cavs-only show. And the phone lines are now open. One of the biggest things this season that's really caused a lot of consternation is Ted Stepien. He's traded a lot of our first-round picks, a lot of our second-round picks. As a matter of fact, Ted Stepien has traded so many draft picks that the NBA should step in and prevent it, you know, make a rule to stop Ted Stepien from trading these draft picks. You know, it should be a rule that he's not allowed to do that because I think it might be setting us up for some long-term damage. But on the other hand, the Cavs drafting hasn't been too good lately. You know, Bill Laimbeer was a second-round pick, and he has not panned out. He's done nothing this season, really. And I think he's the prototypical stiff white guy. He's never going to do anything. Bill Laimbeer is not a good NBA player. He'll be out of the league playing in Europe within years. You know, it's the 80s now, and it's fast-paced basketball. Go, 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 and showtime. And Bill Laimbeer does not have what it takes going forward in the future. The Cavs should dump him while they can. So maybe they don't need draft picks because they're making bad picks all the time. All right, we're going to go to the phone lines right now. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Cavs? It's Ray from Seven Hills again. Listen, look, I know a lot of people are giving the Cavs and Ted Stepien a hard time about some of the recent moves, and maybe some of that's warranted. But overall, I like what he's done, all right? Maybe I'm in the minority here. But I feel like we really robbed the Lakers in that deal everyone's complaining about. Did we give up a first-round draft pick? Yes. Did that draft pick end up being the first pick in the draft? Okay, yes. Did they end up using that pick on James Worthy? Yes. Is James Worthy a future Hall of Famer? And will he eventually be considered one of the top 50 NBA players of all time? Undoubtedly. I'll give you that. But listen, to all you doubters out there, here in 1982, I have two words for you. Don Ford, a.k.a. White Thunder. I still can't believe the Lakers gave him up. That dude is a game changer. Mark my words, Cavs fans. This team is going places, and we will be arriving there on the broad shoulders of a white man named Don Ford. We are entering what will eventually come to be known as the Don Ford era. So buckle up, people, and enjoy the ride. Go Cavs. I'll listen to your agreement with my opinion off the air. Goodbye.
Ray, thank you for your call. You bring up a lot of good points. The Lakers, James Worthy, who needs him? I think he's going to end up like Bill Laimbeer. 20 years from now, we're not even going to know who he is. And I definitely, they're not going to have him in a basketball game one day, like an Atari game with basketball. And I'll tell you what, Bill Laimbeer will definitely never get a basketball game. And Bill Laimbeer, combat basketball is what he should be playing because he's dirty. And I don't like him on this team either. And James Worthy, one day maybe he'll be in some stupid Atari game or an arcade game where you jam and play basketball. But these guys are nothing. And thank you. I think Don Ford is going to be a guy to build on. We're going to go to another caller now. Caller, you're on the air with Chris.
Yes, hello. First-time caller, first-time listener to this stupid show. I've been listening to you give Ted Stepien the business all afternoon, and I'm sick of it, and I wanted to give you my 2 cents. My name is Ned Stepien. Now, hold on. It's Jed. My name is Jed Stepien. Shit. Hold on. I'll call him back.
I don't have time for this. Time for games, all right? This is a serious Cavs broadcast, and we're talking about the Cavs. We're talking about the fact that they've gone through multiple coaches this season, and Ted Stepien has been a complete joke. He's a terrible owner. And he's been a horrible, horrible owner for this franchise and this team and sports in Cleveland in general. Okay? That's just a fact. All right. We're going to go back to the phone lines now. Caller, you're on the air with Chris.
Hello. This is a totally new caller, and my name is irrelevant. It's none of your business. Listen, I've been hearing you guys tear apart this Cavaliers owner all day long on your crappy show, talking about how he's incompetent and dangerously underinformed and giving him the business and whatnot. Let me just say this. Ted Stepien is a great man. Who has done more with his life? All right? He's done more with his life than you two dunderheads could ever dream of, all right? I'm a millionaire. Is something that he would say to you if he were listening. Has he made some mistakes? Perhaps. All right? For example, everyone is anxious to point out that Mr. Stepien has hired four different coaches this year, which they seem to think is a sign of weakness. Well, how about looking at it as a sign of strength? What do you do, all right, when you're trying on pants if you're shopping at Hills, which is a store that exists in this year? Do you try a pair of slacks on and then you just buy them no matter how poorly they fit? No. You keep trying on different trousers until you find a pair that suits you, and then you commit to those trousers. So, I think that argument has been won. And I, for one, as a loyal Cavs fan, I love what Mr. Stepien is doing for the team and for the city. And not only do I plan to attend many, many Cavaliers games for my chance to watch future NBA legend Don Ford dominate the league, but I also look forward to checking out Mr. Stepien's renowned downtown restaurant, Competitors, where word on the street is every Thursday is top sirloin night. Anyways, long story short, you're a moron and I am not Ted Stepien. Goodbye.
Thank you for your call. If I didn't know any better, I might think you were Ted Stepien himself. That's going to be it for today's show. The Cavs are going to be in Detroit tonight. We'll be carrying the game here on 3WE. Make sure to listen, Joe Tate with the call at 7 p.m. But I'll be back tomorrow talking more about the Cavs and giving you your results from the game. The season's ending, and I just have a feeling that 1983 is going to be the Cavs' year. I could feel it. That's it for today. Thank you for listening to Chris Klemm's Cavs Radio Cast. Chris Klemm's Cavs Cast for short. And we're glad to have you on board. Thank you very much.
Chris Klemm's Cavs Cast is brought to you by Lawson's, Uncle Bill's Discount Stores, and Atari. Fast break feels great, shooting hot in the pink Cavs. Go Cavs! This has been a production of Chris Klemm, copyright 1982. Thanks for listening. Go Cavs, go Cavs! Go Cavs, go Cavs!
Go Cavs, go! Go Cavs, go! Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.